The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Ariana Colon and her one-year-old son Sebastian have spent this year living in a hotel room in Kissimmee, Florida. They and Sebastian's father came here shortly after Hurricane Maria devastated their home, the U.S. island territory of Puerto Rico, last September. They've benefited from a federal program for disaster victims called Transitional Sheltering Assistance. It pays their hotel tab while they find gainful employment and permanent housing. But meeting landlord conditions for that housing has proven difficult for Puerto Ricans like Colon.
The requirements are way too high for us. They're asking for 3 times the rent right away, and we have to provide proof that we get paid 3 times the rent in 1 month. There's no possible way for us to make that.
Colon is 20 years old and is expecting another baby in November. She was a nursing student back in Bayamón, Puerto Rico, but here she's working in fast food. Her partner is a barber. About 1,800 Puerto Rican hurricane evacuees like them receive shelter aid in Florida. And their situation gets urgent on June 30th, this Saturday, when the government is ending that aid. Those families are asking for more time in the program to build more savings to qualify for housing.
It's not like I'm staying here in the hotel all day, enjoying the pool, enjoying Disney, or nothing like that. We came here to work.
FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, argues it has extended the aid for Puerto Ricans once this year. But even if the aid runs out this weekend, Colon says she won't go back to Puerto Rico. She insists the island's economy and infrastructure are still too shattered.
The electricity goes and comes, the water as well. It's not stable. I don't really want to risk that.
She's not alone. Jose Rodriguez is an Episcopal priest in Orlando who, with the group Vamos for PR, helps recently arrived Puerto Ricans in Florida.
They might be able to find a couch to surf on, or they'll go sleep in their cars, but very few of them want to return to Puerto Rico.
Rodriguez told WLRN's Sundial program last week that just about all the shelter aid recipients feel they have little choice but to stay here.
If you're in a hotel at this point of the game, that means that you don't have anything to go back to in Puerto Rico. The federal government has vetted you. They have verified that you truly have lost everything.
With the June 30th deadline looming, some Florida politicians are making fact-finding trips to Puerto Rico. They're gauging if the island has recovered enough to absorb returning evacuees. Last week, Miami State Representative Robert Asensio visited towns hard hit by Maria and by what many call the U.S.'s lax recovery response.
We met with the mayors, and quite honestly, they're still in recovery.
Asensio said housing reconstruction is slow, and the power grid is still so tattered Puerto Rico's government is moving to privatize it. Asensio, too, is Puerto Rican. Speaking by phone from the island, he also said the massive post-hurricane exodus is only continuing. Puerto Ricans are U.S. citizens, and as many as 400,000 of them have migrated to the U.S. mainland since Maria, as many as 100,000 to Florida.
There is a fear amongst elected officials here that things might just get simply worse here. There's a good possibility there'll be more leaving as opposed to those coming back.
One struggling town Asensio visited was Orocovis in central Puerto Rico. The mayor there told him about 5% of its population has bolted to the U.S. mainland since Maria.
I asked him, do you think those people will come back? And he goes, well, what are they going to come back to?
Puerto Ricans on the mainland can also vote in U.S. elections, and they largely vote for Democrats. That's a potential benefit for politicos like Asensio. He's a Democrat up for re-election this fall. But he says it's also a boon for Puerto Rico if their votes can influence Washington to be more attentive to the island. Puerto Rican officials like Luis Vega Ramos, a member of the island's House of Representatives from San Juan, agree.
We're losing our young people to states like Florida, but as we have more voting presence across the nation, we have more voices to keep Puerto Rico's plight alive in the national debate.
Oh, no. No.
Puerto Rican evacuees living in hotel rooms in Florida feel that way, too, like Ariana Colon, who says she'll register to vote here this summer.
Over here, you have more power to make changes for Puerto Rico.
And maybe changes for Florida, like better access to affordable housing for U.S. citizen families like Colon's. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.